They define their own diagnosis. Sometimes I think of money and don't care of human's life. Listen to the explanation of the situation by Dragoff, Strap, and SDP. And there is another matter. In clinics I hear this cling still in my ears. I feel something like a medical crime climax, changing of our climate. Who claims hospital clients wanna climb the world full of severe pain? We can just complain, but if we have no money catching a contagion or suffering from dipsomania, we only die home alone. And no one guess who's wrong in this situation. A crisis of a patient, a serious disease. But ambulance is not hard in a manner if you're not living from. But I am from the ones who can make themselves strong, taking some care of my health and proper breath, not becoming slave of a hospital service who are always so nervous and knows it's very wrong. Bro, can you hear me? Don't you mix yourself in front. Medical recipes are full of luck. Relatives sit in every corridor and cry and cry, rising from the structure of the world we're living in. Those who didn't judge, they cannot be forgiven. Taking away our lives and taking care of their own asses, helping and allowing these murdering processes, quietly watching at the scene of accidents and death. Listen to my breath, I'm gonna recover myself.
Yo, a nervous system to deal with, fuck this. I better die than go to see them specialists. If I'm on dead list, then take it as it is. But I ain't gonna fool myself and believe what they would fucking say to earn my dough. My diagnosis for all time is psycho. Yes, I'm a psycho bitch, so leave me alone. I better die in bed than let a clinic and moan. We tryna make the world better, but fuck it indeed. I just leave at dead time in my lonely grief. My health ain't bothering me, but even if it did, I would just bear the pain till I get used to it. No pain for me, cause I'm a pain killer. I can make it suffer, or I'm a healer. Yeah, I never believe I'm a better die while dealing. I'm scared of death. But even then, I would believe it so.
Medical recipes are full of luck. Relatives sit in every corridor and cry and cry, rising from the structure of the world we're living in. Those who didn't judge, they cannot be forgiven. Taking away our lives and taking care of their own asses, helping and allowing these murdering processes, quietly watching at the scene of accidents and death. Listen to my breath, I'm gonna recover myself.
Медицинские рецепты — это стрэп. Ты думал, я не знал, что в медицине есть шакалы. С улыбкой на лице, но в душе со скалы. Кидалы, менялы наших судеб. И судя по тому, что еще есть такие люди, половину убивают, половину губят. Сука, грубят через слово мат, но не шагу назад. Как упадут их карты, это азарт. Просто жизненный фарт, на старт внимания марш. Был сегодня человек, а завтра просто фарш. Медицинские рецепты приходят на руки. Им недороги дороги к дорогим и близким. И как бы низко не упал листок, какой бы ни был срок, ты бы мог помочь. У тебя же дочь, еще совсем ребенок. А тот, что умер на столе, еще не вылез пеленок. Еще не вылез пеленок.
Medical recipes are full of luck. Relatives sit in every corridor and cry and cry, rising from the structure of the world we're living in. Girls who didn't judge, they cannot be forgiven. Taking away our lives and taking care of their own asses, helping and allowing these murdering processes, quietly watching at the scene of accidents and death. Listen to my breath, I'm gonna recover myself. Medical recipes are full of luck. Relatives sit in every corridor and cry and cry, rising from the structure of the world we're living in. Those who didn't judge, they cannot be forgiven. Taking away our lives and taking care of their own asses, helping and allowing these murdering processes, quietly watching at the scene of accidents and death. Listen to my breath, I'm gonna recover myself.